This is GQDN for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest after you go get Quest Worthy. And that will offset the cost by 25%. Hey, you get 25% off. Cool. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we've got some free-to-play days. We have a new accessory for PlayStation people. And there are some rules that are changing. Esports Corner is going to be very interesting. But we begin today with a former PlayStation boss. And the controversy between PlayStation and Xbox is still going on. Because according to GamesRadar.com, the Xbox Game Pass is still a hot topic. But they are asking whether or not it is still the best deal in gaming. Is it good for developers or not? Sean Layden, the former boss of PlayStation, did chime in on the debate, and he said that he is not a big fan of the subscription purpose or service. Now, the monthly pay-as-you-go service is indeed a subscription purpose or service. And PlayStation and EA also have their own versions for that. But the Game Pass for Microsoft Xbox does have their differences, such as the first person or day one stuff. And Games Radar was going through Grounded 2, Call of Duty, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, and Hollow Knight Silksong. So Layden did do some talking and said, quote, "There's a lot of debates going on. Is Game Pass profitable? Is Game Pass not profitable? What does that mean? That's really not the right question to ask anyway. You can do all kinds of financial jiggery-puckery for any sorts of corporate services to make it look profitable if you want to." So Layden's issues did come from the Game Pass, along with some similar subscription models, because he thought that Netflix gaming was a bad idea. So, do you think that Game Pass is a good idea? Does it help developers? You can let me know at Joe Brums on social media. So now, if you're into World of Warcraft, yes, the race to World First is going on, but they're not into Mythic yet. But WoWhead did say that you can get 5 new character slots for all WoW accounts coming in patch 11.2.5. Here's the blue post. "We're also adding 5 new character slots to all World of Warcraft accounts, so you can make even more characters. You also don't have to wait for the end of Legion Remix to move your characters over to play with them in the War Within. Transferring your character will remove the Remix-specific items and abilities, clear your quest log, and grant you level-appropriate gear and gold. Any legacy items you collect, including unopened cosmetics, will be mailed to you. This is a one-way trip, so make sure you choose wisely before transferring timelines." Just to let you know. But it's not Bandai Namco. According to NintendoLife.com, Bandai Namco may have made a mistake because they might have leaked the next Tales series remaster. And Tales was up on Reddit, and there was a screenshot that was taken up on YouTube. Bandai Namco Europe, and what Reddit did say was, quote, "Tales of News, Zillia leak, YouTube screenshots." So, according to Push Square as well, Tales of Zillia could be the next title getting a remaster treatment, and Nintendo Live was hoping that Zillia 2 could also be available. So, what could happen there? We don't know. That could happen. But like I said, we got something interesting in the Esports Corner too. Riot, according to Esports Insider, is changing some rules during the summer split. So what's going on? Well, Esports Insider did take a look at the rulebook, section 7.5.13, in the tiebreaker criteria. And they were saying that the changes will be, in order to break the tie, head-to-head game score, winter and spring combined split placements, spring placement, strength of victory, combined record of all teams that were beaten in that schedule, head-to-head victory time, overall victory time, and coin flip. Now, a user on X did say, quote, "A change in the rules halfway through the split, with only 2 weeks left until the end, the change itself isn't bad, but it gives a crappy and careless image of how LEC is being handled right now," end quote. Some fans also did express some disappointment with the current summer split format. So we'll see what happens there. You know, from esports, we go right to the equipment, don't we? Well, if you want a handheld, PC Games N was talking about a change in the Intel CPU power settings on the MS Claw 8 AI gaming handheld because the frame rates were boosted by 30% in a recent test, and it was. So, they were also talking about Cyberpunk 2077 and the improved settings, because that was improved by 32% in the performance boost. And the frame rates were 24 FPS on the average of 33 FPS and 25 watts. 29 FPS to 35 FPS and 30 watts. And of course, they were comparing it to Steam Deck. Right now, the MSI Claw 8 AI Plus is at $1,000 on Amazon. If you want it, or if you want something else, if you get a PlayStation, don't worry, Xbox people, we got you handled later on. But there's a Turtle Beach headset that's officially licensed for both PlayStation 4 and 5. PlayStationLifestyle.net says that this headset will be called the Atlas 200, and it will have the PlayStation logo. The pre-orders will be on the Turtle Beach official website with a release date for September 12th. So what is it going to have? Connectivity will be 3.5 millimeter wired, driver size 50 millimeter nanoclear drivers, driver frequency response 20 hertz, 20 kilohertz. Microphone type is unidirectional flip to mute, air cushions, aesthetic weave fabric, and memory foam. Audio cable 3.5 millimeter, 4 pole, length 1.2 centimeters. So if you want it, $60. And it's up on Turtle Beach's official website. But if you want something, well, for free, there's a computer chassis. And a gadget did say that this chassis is already sold out. Now, this is from Teenage Engineering, and it is a Swedish tech design. And it is a portable game machine with a crank. And they're saying that it's free, but right now, you can't get it. So, you'll have to wait till they make more, I guess. They're calling it Computer-2. And we'll see when they get some out for free. And speaking about free, your Xbox says that the free play days will have more games to it. The free play days selection this week will have Star Overdrive, Survival Fountain of Youth, Captain's Edition, and The Catch, Carp, and Course Fishing. This begins Sunday, August 17th. Oh, the free stuff. We do like free stuff, don't we? This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.